itu suka padia. Si Yoyo manis, siapa yang punya? Dalam hati ini rasa gelisah, rasa mau gila, pikir padia. Apa mama ini kerasa cinta, siang dan malam selalu baginya. Kalau memang anak suara yang punya, biar tersimpan, biar itu saja. Kalau memang anak suara yang punya, biar tersimpan, biar itu saja.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesia's Forestry Minister Raja Juli Antoni has said the completion of the agrarian reform object land program in Banyuwangi district East Java is being prioritized at the behest of Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto. He informed that he held dialogues with the local residents, adding that this was part of a direct mandate from President Prabowo to finalize the pending program. Indonesian government has assisted 96.8 million underprivileged people through the National Health Insurance Program under the Fund Assistance Recipient Scheme. Indonesian Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin said during a hearing with Commission 9 of the Indonesian House of Representatives on Tuesday that the scheme contributions dominated the JKN or National Health Insurance revenue, accounting for 29% in 2024. The participants recorded the second highest number of visits to healthcare facilities through May 2025. That was the newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Saja cinta bertengkar.
listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song by Sal Priadi. Salmantyo Asriski Priadi, better known as Sal Priadi, is an Indonesian male singer, songwriter, and actor. The singer, who was born on April 30, 1992, released a new song entitled Gala Bunga Matahari or Sunflower Gala on August 8, 2024. This song is included in his album, which was released on April 30, 2024, entitled Markers and Suspense Flash Disk. Until now, the song is often used to describe the longing for the loved ones who have passed away. However, according to Sal Priadi, the song actually also wants to encourage those who are left behind to keep living their life at best. Well, listener, here is Sal Priadi with the song Gala Bunga Matahari.
Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman, meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan. Ceritakan padaku bagaimana tempat tinggalmu yang baru. Sungai-sungai itu benar-benar dilintasi dengan air susu. Juga badanmu tak sakit-sakit lagi. Kau dan orang-orang di sana muda lagi. Semua pertanyaan temukan jawaban. Hati yang gembira sering kau tertawa. Benarkah orang bilang ia memang suka bercanda? Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman, meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan. Kau ceritakan padamu bagaimana hidupku tanpamu. Masih ada di setiap waktu. Kadang aku menangis bila aku perlu. Tapi aku sekarang sudah lebih lucu. Jadilah menyenangkan seperti katamu. Jalani hidup dengan penuh sukacita. Dan percaya kau ada di hatiku selamanya. Kau mampir hari ini, bila tidak sekarang, janji kita pastikan bertemu lagi.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital Application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlists, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. At the moment, all eyes are now on traditional rowing race from Indonesia's Riau province, namely berpacu jalur. After a video showing a boy named Ryan Arkandika dancing on the tip of pacu jalur boat during a race goes viral. So how this phenomenon benefits Indonesia's tourism and what is pacu jalur itself? Let's find it out more on today's VOI talk from Voice of Indonesia with Bapak Vincentius J. Madu as Deputy Minister for Events Development of Indonesian Tourism Ministry. Hello, Pak Vincentius. Thank you for joining us today on VOI talk.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Pak Vincent. So we are now really excited, enthusiastic right now, especially Indonesia's tourism following the viral video. So how does the tourism ministry view this phenomenon, Pak Vincent?
First of all, thank you very much for the Radio Republic of Indonesia, for the International Voice, yeah. We are quite happy to share this big news and this a good story from Indonesia to the world. Well, Pacu Jalur, or rowing the boat, will be held this year on 20 to 24 August 2025 in Taluk Kuantan, or Kuantan Singgigi Regency, Riau Province. Yeah, and this event is a part of our flagship program under the Karisma Event Nusantara. Okay, some events that is professionally and comprehensively curated by professional curators outside from the Ministry of Tourism, and we are expecting a strong participation from both local and international communities. And as far as the tourism point of view is concerned, well, we see Pacu Jalur, which is now viral internationally, is a soft power diplomacy. Okay, it's a cultural diplomacy to the world that, well, Indonesia is really rich of culture, and we are happy to share to the world. Okay, so within the situation in the geopolitics, which is, you know, in a VUCA situation, volatile, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity, Indonesia comes with something different, something new. This is, I think, a soft power and cultural diplomacy to the world. Okay, and I think Pacu Jalur also, in terms of tourism, can create friendship and harmony, peace to the world. So at least that's the beginning of the tourism perspective before we come to more explanation about the impact of Pacu Jalur to tourism sector.
Okay, Pacu Jalur, soft power diplomacy, but with great power, not only in the country, but also in the world. So now we come to the impact of this event for tourism first. How do you see the impact of this phenomenon, Pak Vincent, to Indonesia's tourism?
It's been our concern and commitment to, you know, organize or create events which bring impacts to the society, not only economically, but also the social environment perspectives. In terms of economic impact, if you look at the figures last year, Pacu Jalur has contributed to revenues, okay, or the local economic turnover up to 42 billion rupiah. Okay. This is only for a certain, maybe less than 1 week. So we see that there has been a tremendous impact on economic in terms of turnover for the local government revenue. And this also contributed by hotel occupancy, transportation, food and beverage, and also the other sectors which are also supporting the tourism as the multiplier effect of tourism.
Wow, lots of effects from tourism.
For sure that for this year, we are expecting to increase by 20 to 30%. compared to last year figure.
Wow, okay. Hopefully will be realized. Okay, tourism, social economic development, and now we would like to know about the plan to make sure that Pacu Jalur is not a one-hit wonder, Pak Vincent.
Yeah, I think that this is a really good question, because what happens sometimes that one that is viral and then stop, and then, you know, this is something that is common, okay?
Yeah.
Everywhere, not only Indonesia. So, the Ministry of Tourism is really paying much attention on this. That's why yesterday I just sent an advance team to Riau to make sure that the preparation is well organized for this year event. And we make sure the collaboration with the local community and the local government, okay, what seems to be the measures, what seems to be the action taken by collaborative work with the local government for sustaining this event. So it's not just a one hit and then stop. So in the ministry itself, okay, under the leader of Ibu Widianti Putri, okay, she has instructed us to collaboratively internally with some deputies. Okay, so for my deputy, we are responsible for the event itself, but deputy for human resource is trying to set up the programs. Okay, how we can give the assistance, how we can give the provide the trainings, okay, for the local people to prepare and to make sure that those coming to enjoy Pacu Jalur, they will feel, you know, safe, they will comfortable, not only for the accommodation but also the tourist attractions. Okay. Apart from this, we also set up programs, okay, to give trainings, okay, to give the education for Dika, or many Dikas, okay, in Riau, to make sure to go well. This is your way ahead to promote Riau as a world destination. So I have to make sure that destinations are well prepared to be the good host, okay, with the hospitality, okay, training in hospitality, training in the language, even training in content creator, okay, because that's the key. Okay, we know we have a lot of young Dikas out there. Okay, and they need to be provided with sufficient knowledge, okay, how to create good content, how to share, and also how to put in the reels or with the TikTok, Meta, Instagram, and other social media. I think this is very important. This Pacu Jalur has been viral just because of the content. Okay. How professional the content creator to make this as attractive as possible, and how they share, and in what time in the day they can share is to get more attention from the public. Okay, this is really important.
Yeah, that's the power of social media, how we can
see
many international figures, even athletes from around the world, do the viral dance to celebrate victory. Very interesting. The last time I saw was Mark Marquez, the motor racers. Okay, so Indonesia, the tourism ministry, the bottom line is that we are ready to welcome visitors or tourists this year to Pacu Jalur 2025 to anticipate the surge of visitors following the popularity of the race. And what about the target of domestic and international tourist arrival in Riau this year, especially to the competition, to the event?
Yeah, when we talk about the target of domestic tourists coming to Riau province, I think we will target 1.5 million domestic tourists, okay, and 75,000 international tourists coming to Riau in 2025. Okay, but for this specific event, we'll target around maybe 200,000 to 300,000 domestic tourists, and around 10,000 or 15,000 international tourists coming to Riau to see this Pacu Jalur event. Okay, we are expecting that this target will be achieved, and we are quite optimistic to reach this target.
How many countries will participate in Pacu Jalur event this year?
Well, I think this is a good question, and this is what I'm thinking of. Actually, there is no official list of how many countries joining this competition. But in the future, with being viral right now, I think we have planned to invite participation from other countries to join the competition. Okay, because so far, let me give you a background first of Pacu Jalur. Pacu Jalur is a, you know, something like a cultural celebration of the local people. It is even more, you know, more interesting than Idul Fitri or Idul Adha for the local community. So far, Pacu Jalur is a traditional celebration for the culture. But nobody knows that now it becomes an international attention. Okay, so I think your question is a very good question. Okay, now I'm thinking how we can make this an international event, okay, from local to global. Okay, so maybe next year we would like to invite the participation from the neighboring countries to join this competition. I think this would be a very interesting point of view.
Okay, Pak Vincent, another interesting information is that the viral video features a song from American rapper Melly Marks, Young, Black, and Rich, right? And I heard that he volunteers to sing his song at Pacu Jalur event this year. Is it true? Any confirmation about this?
Yeah, well, anyway, actually, first I heard this from his own Instagram, okay, that Melly Mike will come to see by himself the Pacu Jalur. But when I tried to reconfirm to the local community, the local government, and the local committee, and they reconfirmed that Billy Mike will come himself, okay, on that day, maybe 5 days in Riau to see me. And he even wants to sing a song. Okay? So this is a really beyond expectation. And this is really, you know, amazing for us, and I think for all Indonesian people. So we try to reconfirm that, well, Billy Mike will be coming to join or to participate in this event, and he himself wants to contribute a song, okay, a program song for this event.
Wow, sounds really exciting.
Exciting, yes.
Okay, so we can sing along and move our bodies together at this event. Okay, and being viral is indeed good for tourism, isn't it? And thank God it is viral. But what is the government's real plan in making sure other stuff is also viral and therefore affects tourism itself?
Yeah, I think you are absolutely right. Being viral, yeah, seems to be, you know, challenging, and also maybe the pro and cons. Why? Because, you know, we have to make sure that we are really well prepared and well organized for everything. Okay, why? Because we don't want to make a public lie. Okay, when people come to Riau and see the reality like this or like that, okay, I think it's not good for promotion. So what we are trying to do, okay, actually, going viral is a welcome bonus. Okay? But our strategy is deeper than this. Okay? The ministry is focusing on a digital-first approach to promote event in the Charisma event Charisma event in Nusantara 2025 program. Yeah, and this includes strengthening our own media influencer partnerships, digital storytelling training for local event communities, or AI-based trend analysis, and strong collaborations with platforms like YouTube, TikTok, Meta, and also I think with Radio Republik Indonesia. I think this is a good media to, you know, disseminate this good information.
Okay? Why not?
And we're also focusing on immersive experiences and narrative branding so that each event tells a story compelling enough to be shared globally.
Okay, Pak Vincent, let's do this together, hand in
hand. Yes.
And what would you like to convey then to our listeners here in Indonesia and around the world about Pacu Jalur itself? Maybe you can remind once again when and where it will be held, because maybe our listeners are happening to be here in Indonesia. And what would you like to say about this event and Indonesia's tourism and culture in general?
Well, for my brothers and sisters and all the Republic Radio Republik Indonesia listeners out there globally, okay, Pacu Jalur will be held this year on 20 to 24 August 2025 in Tepian Narosa, Taluk Kuantan, Kuantan Sengigi Regency, Riau Province. Okay, note for the dates. Okay, remember the dates. 20 to 24 August 2025 in Riau Province. Okay? And I have a key message, okay, for young people out there. Okay? Now social media is really powerful. Okay? Please, okay, make use of this, okay, media social for positive things like what we have done with Pacu Jalur. Okay, it's being viral globally. So if you have something that is unique, if you have something that is really interesting, amazing, okay, share it globally, okay, in a positive way, in a wise way, and I think, of course, also in a very smart way. And you will get out of this with a positive result.
Thank you so much, Pak Vincentio. Mark your calendar, listeners, and to Indonesians, hopefully there you can be more and more Dika as Indonesian, yes, tourism ambassadors with the aura farming, netizens says, describing the movement. All right, Pak Vincentio Jemadu, Deputy Minister for Events Development of Indonesian Tourism Ministry. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing about Pacu Jalur. Well, listener, that's today's VOI Talk, revealing the viral video that actually roots from Indonesia's tradition that turned into competition that is expected to be not only nationally but also internationally. Stay tuned for more inspiring, insightful interviews from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia is the most beautiful land in the universe. The land where we were born. The nation where we grew up. So many colors that live together in peace. With a million timeless treasures. With an abundance of natural wealth. Indonesia is not just wonderful. Indonesia is a wonderland.
Kota baru, gunungnya bermega. Bermega, bermana putih samankara. Bermana putih samankara. Datamu lawanlah adinda. Adinda iman tidak darah. Sama layak iman tidak darah. Sama
Tak kena juga kawan-kawan nak lamu sangka. Voice of Indonesia.
Stop picking the wrong durian. People mostly say durian has strong smell and tastes weird, but chances are, you're getting the bad durian. To pick the best durian, you only need two steps. Step 1, check the stem.
Ini kalau kering jangan dibeli.
Good durians have soft and moist stem, not dry. Step 2, knock it off. Good durians sound lower when knocked. Additional step. Some seller allows you to get a taste from the durian you pick. If not good, just pick another one. Now you know how to pick the best durian, and of course you should.
Sejak saat pertama melihat senyumannya, jantung berdebar-debar, inikah petanda? Namun ternyata salah, harapanku pun musnah. Sejak aku melihat kau selalu dengannya, Tuhan tolong aku ingin dirinya, rindu padanya, memikirkannya. Namun mengapa saat jatuh cinta, sayang-sayang dia ada yang punya. Mungkin ku harus pergi untuk melupakannya. Dalam hati berkata, takkan sanggup pergi. Tuhan tolong aku ingin dirinya, rindu padanya, memikirkannya. Namun mengapa saat jatuh cinta, sayang-sayang dia ada yang punya. Aku coba menghapus bayang-bayang indah, tetapi selalu aku merindu. Padanya memikirkannya, namun mengapa saat jatuh cinta, sayang-sayang dia ada yang punya. Tuhan tolong, tolong aku jatuh cinta pada kekasih orang. Ingin lupa, ku tak bisa, sayang-sayang dia ada yang punya. Tuhan tolong aku.
Tanpa dirimu enggan rasanya untuk coba hubungimu. Takutnya hati makin merindu. Diam dan tak bisa berkata, hati dan rasa tak sama di malam rawan. Cukup sekali ku pikirkanmu. Salahkah meski kau banyak hati yang memuja. Sadar tak begitu mudah, kau bintangnya di setiap mata. Apakah milikimu hanya angan semata? Angin berbisik antar senyummu, lepas kendali ku tersilipu.
Yeah.
rasa tak sama di malam rawan. Sadarkah dirimu indah, tak cukup sekali kupikirkanmu. Salahkah meski kau banyak hati yang memuja. Sadar tak begitu mudah, kau bintangnya di setiap mata. Apakah milikimu hanya angan semata?
Of the day. This is a country of the people, by the people, and for the people. A quote by Suharto. The second president of Indonesia, General Suharto, was known as the Indonesian father of development with assertiveness and many ideas. He played a role in carrying out planned development as well as taking care of food and agriculture issues. Not only concepting and planning everything, Suharto also went to the field to check the process of development. Listener, that's the word of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The today's sound.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from West Sumatra, Indonesia, entitled Malam Bainai. Malam Bainai, composed by Karim Nur, describes the atmosphere before the wedding day. It tells about the traditional Bainai ceremony, in which the bride's nails are being decorated with matched red flowers. It is similar to henna nails. The ritual is witnessed by young men and women with a goat curry feast as part of the celebration. When the groom arrives, the bride feels a mix of excitement and nervousness as she prepares to leave her single life behind. Well, listener, here is the song Malam Bainai by Ali Kasim. Happy listening!
Bye.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bergetar hatiku saat ku berkenalan dengannya. Ku dengar dia menyebutkan nama dirinya. Sejak ku bertemu, ku telah jatuh hati padanya. Di dalam hati telah menjelma cinta. Dan bawalahnya ku selalu dalam mimpimu, di langkahmu serta hidupmu. Genggamlah daku kini jika nanti harapan di hatiku. Bawalah diriku sama. Saat ku berkenalan dengannya, ku dengar dia menyebutkan nama dirinya. Sejak ku bertemu, ku telah jatuh hati.